How much longer do you think Dr. Guile and Dr. Waheza will be, Colonel?
For their sake, Sergeant Benetton, they'd best be out of here in no more than 10 minutes. That's the point at which we have to pull out of here.
I wish we'd brought some heavier weapons than these rifles, sir. They're barely denting those walking plants. Get back, you aura!
Indeed. Remind me if... when we get back to Entity HQ to put in a requisition to the Ministry for some greater firepower. I get the feeling this Thrall invasion isn't going to be the last time we face up against star creatures.
At least it'll keep us in gainful employment, sir. What's that noise?
I've never heard that like before. Wait, it's coming from the remains of that greenhouse. The one the Doctor and Ms. Garland went into. Maybe it's that scanner thinking of his at work. Or better yet, some kind of weapon.
Great, I thought for a moment he might be leaving us behind to face those monstrosities alone.
Great heavens, Sergeant. He'd need to be some kind of unmitigated cad to do that.
Charmless, harmless and feckless are adjectives that Dr. Waheezle and Advic Ghost and I have any relation to their crusade for justice in an unjust universe. Last time, with the revelation that a King Daffodil was controlling the group mind of the marauding Denabian Daffodils, the Doctor and friends set out to track it down and eliminate it. But will they be able to do so in time to avert an airstrike in Dr. Waheezle and the Demented Daffodils of Denim 7, Part 5?
Right, we're coming into land somewhere in the Northern Peak District. Looks pretty remote, so at least we won't have to worry about scaring the natives. Mishy!
The Peak District? The giant meteor shower last night! That's where the radio mentioned the meteorites were coming down, and the government said it was nothing to worry about.
It's been my frequent experience that whenever a government says there's nothing to worry about, Jill, that it's turned to panic like never before.
You'll get no argument from me on that, Davik. Okay, we've landed. Meteorites. I wonder, is that why everything started tonight? Maybe this King Daffodil will cruise down to Earth on the back of this shower. Hardly a regal way to travel, though.
I don't know. We've crashed from orbit often enough.
Enough of your cheek, Goose. Come on, Yoto. Let's go and see if we've found His Majesty. I'll just use my portable scanner attachment, and that should enable us to find him in no time at all.
Doctor... are you sure it's safe to be here? I can barely see anything in this moonlight. What if there are more of those daffodil things here? We should have brought a weapon.
Ah, but Jill, we're equipped with the greatest weapon in the whole universe.
The Hammer of Thor? A Green Lantern ring? A sturdy cricket bat?
I don't think he's being that literal. Sorry, Advik. You're talking about our intelligence, Doctor. I'm right, aren't I?
Jill! You continue to impress me, just as Advik continues to depress me. Keep it up, Jill, and I just might make you an offer later on. Oh! Now that'll have to wait. I think I've got something.
Doctor! Does that mean something's coming this way?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it is, and... ah!
What is it? I can't see anything! Was it the King Daffodil?
No, Dr. Garland, it was a fox. Tell me, Dr. Weasel, did you set that scanner thingy to filter out mammalian life and focus in on plants?
Of course I did, Alvec. Don't be stupid. Do you really think I'd be out here hunting down a Denabian King Daffodil using a scanner without switching the attenuation settings to filter out the wrong kind of light? Your opinion of me must be really, really low, Alvec, if that's how you'll see me. A bumbling idiot who can't operate his own equipment. Honestly, I have never been so insulted in all my lives.
I'll have to try harder then. Also, I only ask is that big switch on the side marked animals/plants. And it looks to me like it's set to plants.
Okay, it's not very clearly and definitely set to plants. Are you proud of yourself, Advik?
Actually, did I mention it? Yes I am.
Would you two dial down the sexual tension for a moment and listen? That almost sounds like one of the daffodils.
You're right! It's coming from over this hill! Come on, let's see if we've bearded our quarry to its lair.
Look, Doctor! Jill! In the middle of that clearing! That has to be...
the King Daffodil! Oh, Doctor, I never guessed it would look so magnificent. See how it's swaying back and forth in the moonlight? It's almost poetic.
Yes, I can see what you mean, Jill. Is, for a marauding alien invader, rather beautiful.
You won't think that's so beautiful when there's giant daffodils marauding down Stratton High Street, devouring everything in their path.
Is it actually aware of us at all, Doctor? It doesn't seem to be able to move like the others.
Probably there's a low-level telepathic field around it that allows it to perceive its immediate surroundings. And, of course, there's stronger link to its daffodil minions over in Pottingdale. Jill? Jill! What do you think you're doing, woman?
You said it couldn't move, Doctor. So I'm getting a closer look. To study an alien plant at close quarters, this is the sort of thing I've always dreamed of doing.
Really? You need better dreams. And need I remind you that its lackeys are currently tearing their way through an entity patrol unit? We need to get rid of its sharpage, otherwise the colonel may very well end up just so much organic compost with a tiny mustache on it.
You're going to destroy it? I can't let you! I won't let you!
Dr. Hazel, I don't like the look in her eyes. All those pruning shears in her hand.
It's the King Daffodil! It's controlled her mind! It knows we're here to uproot it!
There must be something we can do to break its control over her!
I'm open to suggestions, Advik, as I appear to have left my vegetable deprogramming kit in my other jacket.
The King Daffodil must be protected! I am his guardian and his herald! I shall be the harbinger of the new floral planet Earth!
You punched her in the face!
I did no such thing. That was the Kalimaranda nerve strike. It's a well-known Uranian Pilates move for disabling an assailant with minimal force. It glad it worked, otherwise it would have been the cricket bat to the chops. Don't worry, Abbott, she'll be fine in an hour or two. Maybe have some light dental work, too.
Okay, now, what about that Daffodil King?
Oh yes, silly Weasel, forgetting all about that. Right then, Mr. Daffodil, eat Roundup!
Is it dead?
Well, if it's not dead, it's doing a damn good impression, what with all that brown and wilting foliage. And if I'm any judge of these sort of things, and let's face it, I am, all the other daffodils all over the planet will be flopping over now. Although we left the colonel and his troops, will be numerous trips to the compost bin to dispose of them.
So, you've saved the world as they know it. Well done, Dr. Weasel. I have to say, I had one or two tiny doubts.
Between you, me, and the drooling unconscious toothless woman over there, me too. Come on, help me lug her back to the Weasdis. She'll catch her death lying there and all that dew. Right then, let's have a look on the scanner, and... Ah, yes, as I thought. All the daffodils here are potting Dale a toast. Jobs are good, eh, Avic? Best be pouring Jill out the door, though, and let the Colonel sort her out. I'll imagine there'll be plenty of tea needing to be drunk by them and stuff like that.
I assume we're going to make our usual hasty exit, Dr. Weasel?
Too right! That Colonel Archway Badger had the look of a man who'd want to file an official report on piles of forms with hundreds of pages. And I'm a registered formophobic. It just wouldn't be fair.
Doctor?
Yes, Avic, old chum?
You said earlier you were thinking of making Jill an offer.
Yes, I did.
What were you going to offer her? You weren't thinking of giving her a spot aboard the Weasdis, were you?
No. What would I do with a vivacious, independent, and intelligent woman aboard my ship, Advik? You know I like my companions like I like my coffee.
Strong, dark, and mysterious.
No. Bitter, lacking in taste, and not as smart as I am.
That makes no sense. Also, who are you calling bitter, you miserable little fop?
Oh, dry up, Advik, and put the kettle on. For some reason, I'm suddenly dying for a cup of tea now.
And so, Dr. Weasel and Advic Goose spin onward through the vortex in search of PG tips, a little milk, and perhaps some hobnobs. Where will they wash up next? And more importantly, will the local flora be out to kill them? That's something that will be revealed next time in Dr. Weasel and the Regeneration Game, Part 1.
Dr. Weasel, we tell you all the prize production featuring Randolph Weasley as Dr. Weasel, Covington Goose as Advic Goose, Sarah Meadows as Dr. Jill Garland, John Gathering the Coal as the Colonel, and Elliot Stew Stewart as Sergeant Benetton.